Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering. He's at the controls at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. Kyle's with us. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vince. I love your laugh, you know, it cracks me up.
Well, things are so bad, Kyle. I mean, really, it's I was telling Jason, just as I connected this morning, just, you know, within the last 2 minutes, I was telling about the rule of 72. And so I said to Jason, I'd like to teach the rule 72 to the class today. I've taught it before, but it's really simple. So how long would it take for your money to double? So for example, if you had, if you were getting 10% return on your money every year, how long would it take for that to double, considering compounding of the interest? Now, nobody's getting 10%, but maybe in Wall Street they do. The insiders, but the rest of us, we're not getting anything near this. But it's a great example. So you just take the number 72, and you divide it by the 10%. So 72 divided by 10 will give you 7.2. So at 10% every year compounded, it would take 7.2 years to double your money. And the reason I'm teaching this morning is because I just saw in the news that housing prices could increase by 16.9% per year. Now think about that. That will absolutely positively prevent young people from having the American dream. For sure. 16.9%. So now, let's just do that. So 72 divided by 16.9 equal sign 4.26 years. So 4 years and let's say 3 months, the price of a house will double. Now, how is anybody going to be able to not have a job and attain enough currency to buy a house, a young person? It's going to be darn near impossible. Pretty scary stuff. What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah, I agree, Vince. You know, but I think you and I can play this out in our mind a little further, because people's wages are not going to keep up with that. Okay. You know, like you just said, you know, it's going to take young people out of the market for buying a house. Well, once the older people are dying off, what the young people might or might not inherit a house, and there will end up becoming a glut and of houses, which will drive the prices plummeting downhill. And if inflation and everything else that's in our, the biggest driver, lack of energy, lack of food, affects this as well, I think it could very easily cause a housing crash. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think that absolutely could play out as well. I think that as prices go up in the short run, and as we older folks die off, yes, I think you're absolutely right. And then add into that mix the next component, and that's roofing. Everything has gotten way, way more expensive, and everything has become in short supply. So will the young people who inherit these houses be able to afford to put a roof on that house in the next, let's say, 10 years? I think the answer is going to be it's going to be very tough for them to afford to put a roof on. Roofs are really expensive. Nobody wants to do it. It's hard. It's dangerous. It's hot in the summer. And you have to do it when the weather is at the right temperature. Otherwise, the shingles break. You can't do it in the winter because the shingles won't seat right in the sun. They have adhesive tabs in the back, and they're like a tar tab. And in the hot sun, once they're put on the roof, the sun kind of heats that roof really, really nicely. The tar on the backside of the shingle melts and adheres to the shingle below it, so it cements the whole roof together. And it just that's the way they're right. designed. It does a great job. But if things continue the way they're continuing, I think it's going to be tough to get roofing materials, which means that if you are fortunate enough to have a house that you're building right now, you ought to buy, you know, maybe 10 extra bundles of the exact shingles that you're putting on your roof, so that if you lose a few to high winds or hail or other kinds of damage, you'll have matching shingles that you can put right back on your roof, and it won't look ridiculous. And it'll be at the lowest cost you can possibly do it, because you will have bought shingles before the price went up again and again and again and again. Any comments, Kyle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that brings up something I've been thinking about for a while, Vince. And we can flesh this out a little bit if you would like, or we can go wherever you want. You know, folks, I want to try to apply a thought process. I've been thinking about this pretty intensely for a while, but I want to apply a thought process to the things that we can see coming down the pike. We can see inflation. We can see the lack of food happening in the grocery stores. We can see the extreme high price of meat in particular, but everything seems to be going up. We see the extremely high price of lumber, like Vince was just talking about, roofing. But there's a thought that I've been considering, and I want it, just let's say, if society in general, say we the threat of war, okay, if society and the United States in particular goes into a war, and Russia has already threatened the East Coast with a major cyber attack, well, that could disrupt everything. I mean, the food system, the energy system, the food, I mean, any kind of deliveries system, it could affect all of it very quickly and for possibly months. So the thought process that I've been thinking about is this. What is an essential qualifier? So anything that you're buying, if you apply the thought of an essential qualifier to it, and your essential qualifier has to be, I think, first, what if there is an absolute, the worst case scenario? In other words, you're back to the early 1900s, okay? Say that's the worst case scenario, and you have to live like that for, say, 3 months to a year. Then what essential qualifier do you put on every single purchase that you make? In other words, let's pick out something like beans, okay? Now, I'm just throwing this out there. You can apply this to everything from from car parts to shampoo. Okay. If you don't, but let's just take beans for a minute. You can buy, say, your favorite brand of chili that you buy that is canned is, say, Nally's. Okay. Now, you really like Nally's chili. Well, you can buy 25 cases of Nally's chili, okay? But that's going to take up a ton of room. If you buy one 25-pound bag of beans and some spices to go along with that to be able to make that chili yourself, because beans swell up about three times the size of a dried bean compared to what it is after you cook it. So for probably one-fourth of the cost of buying 25 cases of Nally's chili, you can have beans and all of the spices to probably make that same equivalent amount and save that space. But along with that, which is something you're going to want to think of in terms of being it. Okay, well, you got to heat up Nally's chili anyway. So if you were going to cook your beans and create your own chili, you're still going to need some type of a heating source. And so what is the essential qualifier that comes into play there? You either have to have a way to generate enough electricity to be able to cook those beans, or you have to have enough propane stored to be able to cook those beans, one way or the other. And so that leads to another essential qualifier. You've got to be able to have a stove that is going to be able to do that. And if you were to cook up a small portion of beans, take those beans and feed people, you've got to be able to do it again. So you need to have the essential qualifier of what spices you've got to have in order to do that. Do you want onions with that? Are those onions going to be dried? You can't afford to keep fresh onions. If you've got a basement, you can keep them fresh for, you know, 6-7 months. We keep them plumb through the winter. Our onions are usually, they're just starting to sprout by about the time spring rolls around and we plant again. But we dry a bunch of them. Anyway, Vince, I don't know if you want to go down that rabbit trail for a little bit or not, but I was just wondering how you think of in terms of what something becoming an essential qualifier for the way people build their preparations for what they potentially see coming. Because it might not go all the way back to the early 1900s. It might just go back to the 1950s where anything electronic, you know, is not working for a while.
Yeah, Kyle, it's interesting.
Anyway,
that you
hear the music. I'd like to hear your comments on that.
Yeah, it's interesting that you use the term essential qualifier. I think I've talked about it using different terms, but the same meaning. And mine is Minimax Regret. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us. Kyle is in Montana. And class, Kyle used the term essential qualifier. I think it's a great term. The term that I've used in the past was mini max regret. And so when you think about the chili, for example, okay, so you like chili and you think it would be a great all-purpose meal. You can have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's got plenty of protein, vitamins, minerals, great content. So it makes sense. Now, when you look at that, you can look at, as Kyle said, you can buy the cans all ready to go, and all you have to do is open the can and heat and serve. Or you can save about three-quarters of the cost and buy the dried beans, soak the beans, rinse the beans, and then add the spices and some tomato sauce or tomato paste, or grow the tomatoes, as well as maybe some onions and garlic and possibly some ground beef. So there's a lot of ways of looking at this, but the way I look at it, and I believe this is what Kyle's saying, is what would you regret more? Would you regret spending more money for the convenience? Would you regret that more than saving the money and having less convenience, but you'll save space, and you can use the money that you saved to buy other things that you would regret not having? And so for me, here at the farm, and we've talked about this in class, I mentioned that one of the things that I'm really concerned about is the supply chain. And in the supply chain, pretty much everything has content from global sources. So, for example, I have a circulator pump in our outdoor wood furnace. And if that thing quits, fails to circulate hot water from the wood furnace, I'm not going to have any heat. And freezing to death is something that I'm really not looking forward to doing. So to prevent that from happening, I bought some extra circulator pumps. Okay, so one of my maximum regrets would be not having heat, and how do I prevent my maximum regret? And that would be buying some extra spare circulator pumps, because I know that the seals are probably made in China. The motor windings, I don't know where they come from. The housings might come from China. I don't know where all of the content comes from. So I'm concerned that if we go to war, there will be disruptions beyond belief in the supply chain. And when things become scarce, the price goes way up. So when we talk about inflation, what causes inflation? Well, it was defined in the 1970s in my economics classes as more money. And money is really not the right word, even though they use that. We'll say more currency chasing the same amount of goods. So if there's more currency, the price goes up, if the amount of goods stays the same. But that's not where we are. We have more currency chasing fewer goods, which compounds the problem even more. So whatever the price would have gone up with just more currency chasing the same amount of goods, the price goes up way more than that because there are fewer goods. So back to essential qualifier, equal sign, minimax regret. Kyle?
Yeah, I completely agree, Ben.
Is that what you were saying?
Yeah,
is that what you meant by essential qualifier?
Saying. Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Okay. Yes. Yes, I can.
Can you hear me, Ben?
I'd like to share a... Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Okay.
I'd like to share a story with the class about... Well, here's an essential qualifier or mini-max regret. So you know we have some dogs. We have four of them. And the dogs are our security system. That's one level of defense here at the farm. They protect the animals and they protect us. So I don't want to do without them. And in order to have dogs, you have to feed them. Either that or you let them up to their own devices and then they'll go kill whatever they can. And they might die from eating some sick animal, you know, rabies kind of thing. So we want to feed our dogs. So I wanted to buy dog food. And you've heard me on the hunt for dog food for a couple months now. I got it yesterday. I was able to get it. It came into Sam's Club. I ordered it immediately. And I bought 10 bags. And I want to tell you what happened. And this is a warning to all of you. You must pay attention to every transaction that's on the internet. You must. And I'll tell you what happened, what went wrong, and what I did about it. Now, this was an item that meets the criteria for essential qualifier. I had to have the dog food. And we were running low on it. We'll be right back.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Artillery fire in the Ukraine. Ukraine's military on Thursday accused Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine of firing shells at a village in Lalungsk region, hitting a kindergarten. The military said there was no casualties. Earlier, the same Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine accused government forces in Ukraine of opening fire on their territory four times in the past 24 hours. The nonviolent peaceful protests by truckers and some Canadian citizens against the COVID-19 mandates in Canada took a turn for the worse in Parliament Wednesday when Prime Minister Trudeau called Republicans Nazis.
Conservative Party members can stand with people who wave swastikas. They can stand with people who wave the Confederate flag. We will choose.
Canadian Parliament member Melissa Latzman fires back at Trudeau.
Mr. Speaker, when did the Prime Minister lose his way? When did it happen?
USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
As the country moves from COVID-19 pandemic to endemic, a surgeon at Johns Hopkins Hospital calls out the Center for Disease Control for keeping some findings secret. Dr. Marty McCary on Fox News.
Well, some of the most flawed and misleading studies of the entire pandemic have come from our own CDC. The two studies on natural immunity, which went against 150 other studies showing that it's effective, the Maricopa Mass Study, the Kansas Mass Study, all of these studies would not have passed any muster in a respected medical journal. But the CDC has its own journal called MMWR, which is not subject to independent peer review. So what they do is they hoard the data. They don't release the underlying raw data to researchers around the country. And in their own time, they publish in their own journal with their own conclusions, which often are not derived from the data presented itself. So what you have is this unprecedented trend of using scientific research for political propaganda. And if I were advising the administration right now, I'd say make all the data available to the public so researchers around the country can do their own independent analysis. People just want honesty. They just want the data straight. They want honesty with their with the COVID data and the story.
The enormous underwater volcano off the coast of Tonga last month not only caused record plumes of ash into the air. According to GLD360, the ground-based global lightning detection network, the eruption triggered nearly 590,000 lightning strikes over a three-day period. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, as you know, the Finelli family, we're farmers. And we have some dogs, and I mentioned that they protect the farm. They are our security system. They protect the cows and the chickens and the other animals. So they are required. So I can buy dog food tax-free because they are farm animals. And feed for farm animals in the state of Missouri is tax-exempt. So I wanted to buy dog food and Purina dog chow and the beef variety, 55-pound bag at Sam's Club, and it was $22.98. However, they had a $6 off instant savings. That was last month. So I'm trying to find it. It's not available. You can't pick it up, you can't have it delivered, and you can't have it shipped because they don't have any. So they're running a sale on something they don't have. Now, you have to be a member to shop at Sam's Club. So you pay somewhere around $40 to maybe $139 a year, depending on the kind of membership you want. I can't get the dog food, but it's on sale. They send me an advertisement in a paper form. And I was checking every day. I couldn't find it. So I called the store, talked to the manager, and said, you know, it's on sale, but you guys don't have it, right? No, we don't have it. When are you getting it? Well, he gave me an ETA, but it's a chicken flavor. And we didn't want that because the chickens are pumped up with so many antibiotics and so forth, steroids. We didn't want that. So we wanted the beef. So ultimately, it came in. And now, it was yesterday. It came in yesterday. And instead of the... So I asked the manager, okay, so it's $6 off. Can I get a rain check? No, we don't do rain checks. Okay. So then it comes on sale for this month, and it's $4 off. So I'm waiting for it to arrive, checking every day, day and night. Finally, it came in during the broadcast yesterday. I found it, and I bought it. I bought 10 bags. Now, 10 bags should have cost $18.98 times 10. That's $189.80, right? It rings up at $213.80. Now, there's no tax, so it's a real simple 10 times $18.98. Now, I'm thinking, well, I've got to get it. The website is overcharging me, but I'm going to do it anyway, and then I'll fight it out later. So I bought it, and then I decided, you know what, I better buy another 5 bags. Because we go through a bag a month. So to protect our animals, I had to get this. And the second purchase should have been $94.90, but it rang up at $114.90. So I spent the next several hours on the phone with Sam's Club Customer Service, or Member Services, as they call it, and that's out of the Philippines. And they told me that I couldn't get the price adjustment because I didn't pick it up yet. I'd have to call back. So it took about roughly 45 minutes or so to find out that I'd have to call back later. And I said, well, okay, so this is a real nuisance. And it's taken a lot of my time. I would like my membership extended for 1 year. And we don't do that anymore. We can't do that anymore. They won't let us do that anymore. So you can't have your membership extended. Okay. I decided I wasn't going to accept that. So I called back. I waited about half hour or so, and I called back, and I got somebody else. And this person said, well, the most we can do is extend your membership for 3 months. So we went from 0 to 3 months, right? And this is the deluxe, you know, membership where you get free shipping. I guess it used to be $100. I think it's now $139. I'm not really sure exactly. Okay, so I'm thinking, all right, that's good. So let's get the 3 months. And then I still have to call. So our son went and picked up the dog food last night, you know, in the back of the Sam's Club where they had it on a forklift, that kind of thing. We got that. We got the dog food, and it's here. So as soon as he did that, I was able to call back for the third time and get somebody else. And we went through all the explanation and all of the tickets, meaning the incident reports. We went through all of it, and they saw that I spent, you know, all this time on the phone. And they decided that, you know, they were really kind, and they wanted to help me. And I said, I'd like my membership extended. They said, you know, how about 6 months? Now, so we went from 0 to 3 months to 6 months. It depends on who you talk to. And not everybody knows everything there or anyplace else. So it really, it's getting lousy. You have to keep asking and asking and asking the same questions until you get a reasonable result. So I got the membership extension. And I got the credit. But it took sending emails. So they can't find in the Philippines the screen that says $4 instant savings on the Sam's Club website, even though you give them the item number. They can't find it. So, really, class, what I'm saying is everything is falling apart, and it takes diligence, it takes determination, it takes stick-to-itiveness, so you don't get ripped off. And then the other thing that Sam's Club does is they say free shipping for Plus members. But they're starting to ship fewer and fewer and fewer items. 2 years ago, they shipped dog food. Now they don't ship it. You got to go pick it up. Everything's changing, and it's getting worse. Kyle, any comments?
Absolutely, Vince. You know, folks, part of this thought process that Vince does, like, automatically, and that I do kind of subconsciously as well, is, and consciously now, because we're getting to the point to where the subconscious has to become conscious in order for you to accomplish, in order for you to stay afloat. See, this is, to me, this is, you hit on the crux of essential qualifier, Vince. The crux of this matter is to have your mind engaged to such a degree that you can survive. You know, if we go back, if, like you said, you know innately, you know, that your dogs are essential to your farm, okay? You know that even if we go back to 1900 levels, there's a farm, say there's a, they knock the grid down, they do all kind of, you have a, you're fixing, I've heard on the news, get a huge snowstorm blowing through your area there that could dump up to 8 inches. Well, that, in your area, that could cause ice storms, which could take the power grid down. So you wouldn't even have, you know, power for a while, possibly not even internet. But there's a thought process that, okay, let me back up just a second. Normalcy bias is subconscious. All right, and that's the thought process that says everything is going to continue as it is. And that's going to get you killed if something tragic happens. In order to bring your mind to the point of action, you have to analyze what you see in front of you clearly. Okay, and Vince could see clearly that the dog food is almost non, he can't even hardly find it, much less buy it and have it at his farm. Okay, he can see that. So he brought that out of a concern and out of normalcy bias into something that is, this is critical. I see it as critical. This, to me, it's essential. And so I stay with it. I brought it out of normalcy bias into a conscious thought that I've got to do something about this regardless of how much I want things to continue on as they are. And so I'm preparing for what could happen and what I see is happening already. And I went and I found way more than I need initially. But it's enough to last me through the next year. And if it's a little bit stale, dogs will eat it anyway. It's better to have it and be a little stale than to have it and to not, I mean, than to not have it and turn them loose or not have the dogs. And folks, you've got to apply that same kind of thought process to your everything from your food to your heat if you live in Missouri or you live in Montana or anything pretty much north of Texas almost in the southern states, unless you live someplace, if you live someplace north of that, you've got to stay warm. How are you going to do that? What if the gas is shut off, your natural gas? What if you don't, you don't have electricity? So what is the essential qualifier? Where does the emergency level of heat come into your life? You better have a way to, and think about it in terms of 3 months, 6 months, a year. The one thing that is renewable that continues to come up is wood. Do you have some way to keep you and your family warm by burning wood? And if you're living in an apartment, you're asking to die. I'm just telling you like it is. You can't have a wood stove. You're not going to pretty much be able to keep propane. You can't pipe you might be able to pipe a piece of pipe through a window with a propane heater if you have enough propane in that room, which you could then, you know, you take the chance of something leaking and you blowing yourself up. In any case, I'm trying to say, if you haven't been paying attention for very long, your time frame to be able to do something to keep yourself alive, you and your family, is shrinking exponentially, in my opinion. Your comments, Vince?
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. You mentioned wood. So we have a lot of hardwoods here in Missouri. And what some of the farmers do is, like, for example, half of our farm is woods and the other half is open land, meaning fields, pasture. The woods keep growing and tree limbs fall down, trees die, and when they die, when the limbs fall down, we pick them up, put them on a trailer hooked up to a tractor, we cut them into, you know, 3 foot lengths and use them for firewood, for heat. But some people cut down their trees, and they sell them. And so they have large acreages, and they sell maybe $500 worth of trees a month, and that keeps them going. We don't do that because we really like to keep the trees for emergencies. If we want to build a house, we could, you know, use our own wood, bring the logs to a sawmill and have them cut them up. But we buy the sides of, you know, the bark, and we use that for heat. I'll tell you how much that costs when we come back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So around here in Missouri and in other states where trees grow, there are sawmills. And what happens is there are loggers who cut the trees down. They cut the limbs off the trees. And then they haul those logs to a sawmill. And the sawmill will take the trees and they will cut them so that the bark, they've got to cut them into a square-type shape so they can get lumber sawed from them. So what they have are these rounded edges, if you will, of the trees with bark on them, and they will bundle them up because they can't use it. They can't use it for boards. Now, in China, they would probably love to have all that scrap wood, and they would make furniture out of it. They'd grind it up. They'd make particle board out of it. But around here, they just bundle it with steel straps, and they'll sell you a bundle of wood, which weighs about 2,000 pounds. And the bundle may be 8 feet long, roughly. Actually, a little longer than 8 feet, a little longer than 10 feet, or a little longer than 12 feet. So we buy these. We bring our 26-foot long trailer, gooseneck trailer, and we'll get four bundles. So four bundles is 8,000 pounds. And 2 years ago, it was $10 per bundle. $10 per bundle. And we take our chainsaw and we saw it up into lengths that will fit in our outdoor wood furnace. So get a couple of those trailer loads, and you're good for a year. So we could heat our house for $80, maybe $120. And provide all the hot water just from those scrap pieces of wood. Well, not anymore. Now, the price of a bundle of that same wood is $40. It went up four times the price. So when we talk about inflation, we talk about scarcity, and we talk about more currency chasing the same number of goods. But it's more currency chasing fewer goods. So when something goes up four times in 2 years, 4x, that's enormous. Gasoline has gone up 40% in 1 year, gasoline. So your class, you're looking at the cost. If gasoline goes up, the cost of diesel goes up. The cost of plastic goes up because it's all produced with crude oil. Everything is going to go up. And frankly, I'm one of those people who believes we're running out of oil. We're not making any more oil. We're running out of oil. So everything is going to go up. And you really need to be prepared for that. I'm looking right now at Lowe's, the price of a 2x4, 10-foot-long fir is $11, $10.98. That seems like a lot of money to me. Kyle, does that seem like a lot to you?
It absolutely is, Vance. It's interesting you bring that up. Around here, they're the sawmills that handle that kind of stuff. They want $100 a bundle for those same slabs. I have a friend that works at one of the lumber retail stores, and one of the departments that he manages is lumber. And we were in town yesterday with my Subaru, and we're in the middle of running errands and stuff, and he gives me a call. And he said, hey, I don't know if you need it or not, but he said, we've just marked down a whole bunch of pressure-treated 8, 10, 12, and 14-foot-long pressure-treated boards, and they're 70% off. And so my wife and I drove immediately right down to the store, and we picked out, now these are really warped, most of them were really warped, but we hunted through the pile, and we found 8 12-footers, 2x4s, 8 are about 4 8-foot 2x4s, and 2 10-foot 2x6s that were fairly straight that I can work with to build an extra chicken coop that we want to build this year. And I got all of those for $68. I paid for all of them, you know. And folks, you have to, like, is that, so what the thought process I'm trying to get across here is that, is, do we need that lumber right this minute? No, I've got 16 inches of snow on the ground still. But do I know I'm going to need it? You know, you just heard at the bottom of the hour, folks, the CDC has been lying to you. So do you think the media is telling you anything else that that's true? I'll pick this up on the other side.
I just looked up the price of a 2x4/8 pressure-treated piece of lumber from Menards out here in Missouri, $11.14 for one 2x4/8 feet long. Class, inflation is not going to go away anytime soon. We are in this mess for 20 years, if not forever.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.